It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Welcome here to the courtside. Let me tell you, I got one of the best views in the house right here in the Thunder. And tell you what, we saw a great girls game in the first segment here. The girls, Australia Panthers, taking their second victory ever against Nemo Central, the Thunder, winning 46-24. Nemo Central now only leading that series on the girls' side, just 5-2. In fact, before we talk about this boys' game, let's give a couple of scores around the area. Jackson Heights girls losing to Royal Valley 35-19. Marysville girls winning 33-24 over Sabetha. Burlington 61 over Holton 44. Burlington girls, they hit 13 three-point shots. Still right now going on 103.9. Girls game, Jeff West, Hickam Valley Falls is 31-10. Jeff West with the lead. Halftime update, Troy over Hiawatha 25-14. So a lot of great games going on in the area, but you're locked in to a great one up and coming. It is the Nemaha Central boys against the Centralia Panther boys. And we talked about in that first game, so many great athletes out there on the court. Because not only do you have Nemaha Central, who finished runner-up in 3A volleyball, you had Centralia, who finished runner-up in 1A Division I volleyball. So you know you had a lot of athletes out there on the court. And now the turnaround, you know, is a little nicer for the volleyball season. They got a little more time to get adapted, to get a new. But here, not much time at all, because both of these teams, Centralia and Nemaha Central, in Class 1A for Centralia, in Class 3A for Nemaha Central, it could be 2A for Nemaha Central, both of these teams went to the state championship. Unfortunately, both teams just finishing up as runner-up, but again, they had dominant seasons, and they got there with the best of play, and now you have all these athletes, all these great time athletes, and some that are just stellar in basketball that are come up there on the court and show up tonight. So let's talk about this one again. Nick Evans last season went 16-6 here with the Panthers, left a 10-1 mark on the league that was able to tie Clifton Clyde for the league title. The season ended by a buzzer beater to Bishop Seabury, 52-51. I was out there to see that game. That was a heartbreaker. And I'll tell you what, one of the big players here tonight that we will see from the Panthers is Quinton Aldifer. He is an incredible player. You thought he was an absolute menace for teams to worry about in the football season. He is all over the court in the basketball season. This kid is all over the place. He averaged 8 points a game last season. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw him go in the double digits. Now, Jacob Plenty, he did not play last year as he was out for injury. But his sophomore year, he was the leading scorer on JV. And he's been a dominant basketball player. But again, he was out last year, didn't play. But this year, he has an opportunity as a senior to come up here. Not a lot of varsity time, but he's a leader. We saw him lead in football. We saw him lead this team all the way to a state championship in football. Still finished runner-up, but again, it takes a leader. So you know he's going to be dominant on the court. But again, talking here, going over to Nemaha Central. You know, the big storylines of the year, all, you know, Silver Lake, Rossville, St. Mary's, all stepping into the league, and as well as Riley County. And head coach John Thomas, he has had a successful tenure. He has coached for 30 years. So congratulations. I don't have any poppers here. Not sure if I'd be able to throw that out on the court anyway. But regardless, congratulations to Coach John Thomas on his 30th season head coaching. In his tenure, he has won 505 games, only 178 losses. That is a almost 900 winning percent record. I mean, not only is it success in basketball, but back 30 years ago, he was coaching my dad in Little League. I'm sure he had a lot of the winning success back then, too. So this guy, John Thomas, And that wasn't a joke, by the way, he did. That was something that we kind of joked around a little bit on this week's coaches show. But let me tell you, kind of extend there, Thomas. He really talked a lot about his team, the success about it, the turnover from last year with this year. Again, replacing a lot of great players. Abe Hilbert, Carter Rottinghouse, Trent Thomas. You're going to find a lot. You got to find a lot of athletes to step up. Well, they got a couple of them from last year who are big-time players. Looking at Caden Peterson. Last year, big-time player, didn't get a lot of minutes, but when he was on the court, he was shooting 30%. Three-point, 22.2%. He's a senior, 6'2". Evan Olberding, number three. He's a starter today, 5'11". He's going to be a big-time player. He shot 31% last year from the field goal, but he had an average of 8.3 points per game, 192 points on the season, and he also had 68 rebounds on the year, as well as 59 assists. He's a great, selfless player who can go down and make some plays. Derek Wirth, the tallest guy on the team. One of the tallest guys on the team competing with him is Colby Free, who's at 6'8". He's also starting today. So not only have Derek Wirth, who's starting at 6'5", the senior, but you also got a senior at 6'8", and Colby Free, who's also starting. And last year, Colby Free had a 54.5 shooting percentage. The guy just was a menace when you were able to get him the ball. 8.4 points per game. He was able to make it land. Another big-time player here for Nemaha Central, the Thunder. Again, big-time play, Flinty, Havercamp, Jones, Aldifer, and Talia, all starting for the Panthers, starting for Nemaha Central. Olberding, Peterson, Smudgley, Wirth, and Kobe Free. This will be a big-time matchup. Again, the girls won the first one. See what happens here in the boys. Nemaha Central, they lead this series 5-1, just like the girls did. But we'll be back here in just a couple of minutes as the playing of the national anthem. Again, stay locked at 2.1 KMZA. We got the Thunder taking on the Centralia Panthers.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital's outpatient clinic offers an extended variety of healthcare options to the Nemaha County area. Our outpatient clinic has more than 30 specialty physicians from across the region that provide you, our patient, with exceptional care so you don't have to travel long distances and can have easier access to specialty services you deserve. Visit www.nembch.com to learn more about our outpatient clinic and specialty physicians. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tip off here, nearly on the way. Ben Havercamp, 6'1" against Colby Free, 6'8", and the 6'8" tall giant gets it here for Nemaha Central. They start off with the possession. With it is Caden Peterson, firing off to the right side. It's Smudgley who has it. Now to the top, it's Free. Free's got a screen, goes inside, pops out the wing. Peterson, screen back here. And now Smudgley, three-point shot. Could not let it go in, and an easy rebound here for Havercamp to start this game. Ben Havercamp down the court, up to the top side, now far left. It's Quinton Aldifer, an all-star player in football here, also in basketball, just a sophomore. Now Jacob Flinty, Havercamp, ball nearly turned over, rushing for it, and keeping it alive is Havercamp on the near side of the scores table. Havercamp trying to call for a screen. Flinty, he steps up on the top of the wing on the left side, picks up the ball, and now swung to Aiden Talley, one of the starters here tonight. Aldifer stuck on the down low, working against a one-on-two right now. And they're going to, looks like they're going to get a 3 second in the lane violation. So turnover here for the Panthers. First turnover of the game, still 0-0. Minute into this one, 7 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Free, near side, swung up to Schmelzley. Schmelzley out to Olberding. Olberding has a screen, doesn't take it, stays out on the white, right side of the wing. Now to the far left side corner. Skips across, up to the top. Up for an open three, Olberding. And he goes in for an easy swish. A 3-point lead to start here for Nemaha Central. Swing out to the left side, puts it Aldifer. Aldifer on the left side of the wing, driving inside, trying to go in for a bucket. Spins around. Could not get it to go inside. Easy rebound for the 6'8" senior, Colby Free. Out to the right, driving in, Peterson. Peterson gets it outside the perimeter. Schmelzley, 3-point shot, and just over top of the basket. Easy hands for Aiden Talley. Aldifer down the court, near side wing, up to the top now to Talley. Talley to Havercamp, far side wing, screen set by Jones. Taking it, 3-point shot, and too far. Just too much air under for both teams' 3-point attempts. And now it'll just be another turnover here for the Panthers. They have turned the ball over twice now on both of their trips. Just a couple unforced errors. Evan Olberding, he's got the lone points this game with that 3-point shot in the last possession and trip down the court. It's a 3-0 game, 5:49 left to go in the first quarter. Here with it, Wirtz. Wirtz to Peterson. Peterson, Schmelzley. Schmelzley, far side of the wing. Gets the screen from Free. Top side now. Now to the left. Now to the backcourt line on the backside. And almost turning the ball over. It's on the ground, fighting for it. It's a jump ball at the key. Possession goes to the Panthers. First turnover for Nemaha Central. Ben Havercamp, 6'1" senior, starting today. Great football season. Driving inside, Aldifer. Outside Havercamp. Havercamp on the baseline. The ball gets knocked right back into his face. Catching up the right hand palm. Talley. Talley keeping it alive. Getting it outside. Havercamp. Havercamp. Ball's on the ground. Ball is loose. Picked up by Kaden Peterson. Peterson down the court now. Near side. Olberding. Olberding. He has that lone three. He's got the ball right back in his hands. A little nice dish up at the top. He's now on the right side of the wing. Motion is flowing. Top up to the top is Schmelzley. Schmelzley. In, out, down to the corner is Wirtz. Wirtz to Peterson. Peterson for three. 2-for-2 on the 3-point shot to start this game is the Thunder. And they are right now, the Lightning is back-to-back strikes. Hit the basket. 6-0. Now Jacob Fletty. Fletty with it. Screen set at the top by Havercamp. Now going over top. Trying to step an alley-oop but out of bounds. Another turnover. Three turnovers now for the Panthers. Only one here for the Thunder. Down the court. Man-on-man pickup. Staying loose off the press is the Panthers. Far side with it. Wirtz. Schmelzley. Schmelzley. Pump fakes the three. Drives inside. Spins. Cycling. And foul against the Panthers. They get that one against Ben Havercamp. See him kind of flinch at that one, knowing that that one is against him. That will be Ben Havercamp's first foul, first team foul against the Panthers. Swung up to the top, Wirtz, Wirtz, out to the left side, Schmelzley, Schmelzley with it. That's Caleb Schmelzley, this sophomore, 6'4". Working inside, going up top with it, in for an easy basket, is the giant Colby Free. He's got his first points of the game. Havercamp, outside, Aldifer, Aldifer, three, off the rim, rebounded, picked up by Reinecke. Isaac Reinecke into the game now. A foul here against Jarek Wirtz, the 6'5" senior, and just by looking at the height levels alone, it's going to be a testament here for the Panthers underneath the basket. Outgained by nearly almost a whole foot by some players. Just got to get aggressive and draw some fouls. Havercamp keeping it alive. Almost went half court with the pass from Flinty. Flinty, out to the right side, driving down Broadway. Has to kick it out. Trying to be the star of the show here is Jones, but Jones loses the ball. That's another turnover here for the Panthers. Down the court quickly. Peterson, inside, on the baseline, stepping is free, and looks like that will be a turnover. So Colby Free, not properly identifying where the baseline was. He accidentally lets his back heel step on it. Looks like it's an early substitution here. Tim Schmusley steps out of the game. In comes Layton Thompson. Excuse me, Thomas, a 6-foot junior. Last season, Thomas, as the minutes he had in varsity, he went 0 of 8 on field goals and 0 of 7 on 3-point shots. So, see if he can start his varsity career here as he steps in the game with maybe a shot. But right now, Panthers, they have the possession. They are down by 8-0, 3:24 left to go here in the first quarter. It's been a dominant start here for the Thunder. Flinty, taking a post-up shot, and he skims it right off the rim. It's kept alive and out of bounds. Great heads-up play from Tyler Jones to get it off the leg of a Thunder. Chicken Flinty on the throw-in. Reineke, Flinty from the screen. Near side of the wing, near the Thunder bench, working the baseline. Aldifer skips the back lane, steps inside, loses the ball. That's another turnover. That's now 5 for the Panthers here. 5 turnovers, no points. It's 8-0. Down the court quickly, out of transition. 3-point shot up by Caleb Strawson, and he is fouled. Not too many times you get fouled on a 3-pointer, but Strawson will get 3 freebies up at the charity line. 2:53 to go in the first quarter. First one is up and in for Strothman. Last season, he went 1 of 6 as a sophomore, but here as a junior, a little more seasoned. A jamboree under his belt as well as a well-made offseason. You know, Central, they had their jamboree early in the week. They played Clay Center and Jackson Heights. And making 2 of 3 was Strothman. Here, Flinty going down with it. And he's going to be fouled. He'll go up and he'll shoot too. And just like I was saying, there's such a height differential. If you want to get some of those taller guys out of the game, you got to attack quick on the down low. Right now, Flinty did it. Again, Flinty did not play his junior year after a football injury. Here he gets his first one off a free throw attempt. He gets Centralia's first point off a free throw attempt. Now 11-1. Down by 10. Carter Hike now into the game. Jacob Flinty. Free throw shot. Up and in. He goes 2 for 2. Trying to ignite some life here into the Panthers, and the Panthers are going to call a timeout on this defensive possession here by the Thunder. Down by 9, 11-2, the Panthers trail to start the first quarter with 2:43 left to go. We're back in 30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
I'm going to start in the first quarter. Possession with it is the Thunder. They're up 11-2. 9-point lead, a 3 from Olberding, a 3 from Peterson, going 3 for 3 at the free throw line with Strawson, and then an easy 2 to the bucket underneath for Free. 3-point shot, long and in! Layton Thomas gets his first 3 in his varsity career as a junior. He went 0 of 7 last year, but his first 3-point attempt here was nothing but bucket. Free, a steal down the court, 1-on-1 against Quincy, and he draws a foul. 6th turnover against Centralia. And we saw in that girls game, it was Centralia who came out, bucketed the threes, and rolled with the momentum. But here it is an opposite. It is Nemaw Central who has bucketed threes, and now is rolling with in the paint momentum. Three up at the free throw line. First shot up, first shot out. 14-2. Free last season had a 54.5 shooting percentage. He went 54% also at the free throw line, shooting 34 of 63. Just an all-around incredible player. He has just been an absolute terror for teams to deal with. Here he goes 0-2 at the free throw line. Schmelzley makes a quick rebound, though. Underneath, he fires it outside. Back up here to Strothman. Strothman to Thomas. Back to Strothman. Far side corner. It's Carter Hike. It goes right off the rim. Reinicke makes the rebound. 14-2, down by 12. 20. Their side wing. Now to the top, Isaac Reinicke. Reinicke to Jones. Jones. Top side near the front court. Now to Reinicke. Staying outside the perimeter. Just keep rotating guys to the very top. Trying to find a path to go through. Now finally, a lane to shoot. Aldifer off the rim. Rebound by Strothman. Down the court now, quickly in transition. Ball knocked out of bounds. Stays in the hands of the Thunder. 14-2, 1:21 left to go here, the opening quarter. Dominant defense and offensive effort here early from Nemaha Central. Ball rolling out of bounds. They're going to say the last one to touch it. The Panthers at the baseline. Throwing it underneath the basket is going to be Carter Hike. Up by 12, 14-2, 1:13 to go here. Hike goes in the Strothman. Goes up to Thomas. Thompson. He's already one of one today. Ball nearly getting turned over here, getting worked on hard. Near side, Tyler Jones. Against Strothman, he gets rid of the ball. It's back to Strothman here on the near side of the wing. But playing him quickly on the press. It was Jones. Near side corner. Here. Hike. Hike. Stuck with it. Gets down to Jimmy Jam. Going up with it. And almost finding it. But making the rebound, Schmelzley. For two. Strothman tried the long field goal. Put in hit. Putting it in, Schmelzley. Aldifer. Inside the box. Up and out. Rebound from Strothman. He's now got two on the game. 16-2, up by 14. 13 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Foul on the court. They're going to get it against Tyler Jones. He has been the pickup man on the point guard. That is his second foul of the quarter and the game. Fourth foul, team foul against the Panthers. Only two against the Thunder right now in this quarter. Carter Hike here on the throw in. Getting an easy pass in. Layton Thomas. Thomas to Hike. Hike. Ball knocked away, nearly turned over, but it will stay in the possession of Nemaw Central. Great defensive move from Jones. Excuse me, Reinicke. Hike. Going for the throw-in. Passes is out. Thomas off the rim. Rebound collected by Reinicke. He's got three rebounds in this quarter. And speaking of which, that will be the end of it. The first quarter end, 16-2, a 14-point lead, a dominant start here for the Thunder. We're back in a minute here on 92.1 KMZA.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Super Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network, 19.1 KMZ. I'm Kurt Prophet, Kirk Kilbin, back in studio. The first quarter ended 16-2, Nemaw Central, 14-point lead, and they have the possession to start this second quarter. Here a throw into Peterson. Now to Wirtz. Wirtz back up at the Peterson. Peterson inside driving. He's on a 2-on-1. Gets a bounce pass on the baseline. Stuck underneath is Wirtz. Wirtz hits it off the hand of Isaac Reinecke. The Thunder maintain possession here underneath the basket. Here on the throw-in, Caden Peterson. Starting lineup here that originally came out. Back in for the Thunder. Caden Peterson to J.D. Schuler, who steps into this game. Now to the top. It's Peterson. Drives inside, left lane. He's contested. Goes out to Olberding. Olberding doesn't take the three. He had one three-point shot in that first quarter. He made it. Peterson driving inside. Keeps it out at the wing. Snap on the right wing. Olberding. Olberding loses the ball, regains the possession. Top side now. Back to Peterson. Long possession here. Not a shot clock here at the Thunder. Evan Olberding driving inside to the right. Dumping inside to Free. And Free cashes it in for some money. No easier than the get a nice touch pass to your 6'8" post. And let him spin around and go in for two. It's 18-2. Up by 16 is the Thunder. Going inside and turning the ball over for their seventh time today. The Panthers down the court quickly. Is Free. Free. Dishing it out here to Peterson. And Peterson, the three-point shot. Peterson. He went 1-for-1 in the three-point shot in the first quarter. He's got a 1-for-1 here on the three-point shot in the second. He's 2-for-2 now. He's got 6 points on the game. 21-2, 19-point lead. Trying to respond with a three of their own, and they cash in the check. Ben Haverkamp, far side wing. 3 points here early in the second quarter. 21-5. Free, trying to go in with it. Couldn't get it to go in. Rebound by Flinty. His first of the game. Derek Wirtz, number 14, the 6'5" senior, had the foul at half court. Panthers, same with possession. A little bit of a quick break for a shoe tie. Stepping into this one for Panthers, number 15, Lawson Osterhaus. He's at the far side of the corner, cutting in. Flinty with it. Up at the top, he's going to take a three-point shot, and that one banks right off the backboard into the hands of Peterson. Down the court, quick transition. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be a quick turnover right back to the Panthers. That is just the second turnover here, unofficially, for the Thunder. Down the court. With it. Isaac Reinecke. Find the far side corner. Going up for another 3-point shot. Aldifer. He has missed all three around the perimeter. 21-5. Almost a turnover. Great handwork by Jacob Flinty. But the ball rolls out of bounds. And ML Central, they lead this series 5-1. Centralia, they won just 2 years ago in 2022, 42-39. And ML Central, they won last year 58-49. Three-point shot off the rim, out of bounds. Centralia possession. It was Evan Olberding who was looking for the deep three on the near wing by the Panthers bench. Ben Haverkamp, here's the throw-in. Now all of a sudden, a full-court press ensues. Centralia quickly breaking it down the court. Aldifer dumping it off. Down low, Reinicke. Reinicke loses the ball. Picked up by Osterhaus. Trying to go up with it. Couldn't. And a quick rebound by Peterson once more. Foul against. Two, Quentin Aldifer. He pleads the travel. First team foul of the quarter here. Team fouls, again, resetting every quarter. If a team gets to five, it's automatically double bonus. Those rules came in suit to last year. This year, the new rules, the shot clock, unfortunately here at the Thunderdome, there is not a shot clock here, but some teams did elect to choose to have one. Free, trying to go up with it. He gets fouled, and now he'll go up to the charity line. Again, having a big player, and you can preach this really all day long, but a player like Colby Free, who's not just benefiting from his height at 6'8", but an all-around athlete who dominates on all sides of the court. He even comes up to the perimeter, but sets great screens. Lands the first free throw shot, makes the second. Colby Free, 6 points on the game. Substitutions, both sides. Teddy Schuler, the senior, stepping back in here for Nemaha Central. Full court press. Aldifer with it. Aldifer drives right past two. Gets it to Osterhaus. Osterhaus, far side corner. Picks it up. Gets it to Aldifer. Aldifer, wing. Behind the back pass. Haverkamp. Haverkamp, corner. Now Plenty, driving inside, in the box. He's shut down, but he gets back outside. Osterhaus, three-point shot. And they're going to get him on a travel. And he must have taken an extra step when going up to the three-point line. But that was one certainly a incredible three-point shot. It did go in, but it was an overhead shot. He threw it over his head like he was going for a pass, and it went right off the backboard. Fortunately for Osterhaus, he took an extra step. Especially, three-point shot, could not get made. Easy pickup for Haverkamp, down the court, in transition. Haverkamp, dishing it out. Quick three by Heinicke, but it goes right out of the rim. Free, picking it up. They're going to get another foul here against Centralia. This one against Ben Haverkamp, his second of the game. Third team foul against the Panthers in the quarter. Only one against the Thunder. 23-5. Big lead here for Nemaha Central. Especially out to Schuler. Now to Olberding. Olberding spinning around. Double spin. Now fires out to the right side on the pass. Now back up to the top perimeter. Left side here, Schuler. Schuler takes the screen from Free. Goes up. Long two. Off the rim. Schmezley. And Aldifer picks it up by the baseline. Aldifer down the court. Man on man now. Loosening off that full court pickup. Aldifer on the top high post. Left side. Dishes it out to Tally. Tally. Plenty. Plenty. Right hand dribble. Keeping it slow. Getting it fast. Switching the tempo. Down low pass. Isaac. Reinicke. Reinicke underneath throws it off the leg of Schmezley. Quick reflexes there to keep that possession alive for the Panthers. 23-5. 18-point lead here for the Thunder. Jacob Plenty, the 6'1" senior, passing underneath the basket. He has an open man over the top left side wing. Aldifer. Aldifer calling for the offense. Trying to get guys to come up top. He's got a screen now. Driving inside. Loses the ball. That's another turnover for the Panthers. They're eighth of the game. They've been clean for a while. Pass dumped off to Strauffin. Back to Thomas. To Schuler. Schuler. Far side. Swing. Back in it. Hike. Hike. Touch pass. Over the top. Free. Free. Already at his average of last season. 8 points a game. He's got 8 points here tonight. All underneath the basket. Well, six underneath the basket. Two from the free throw line. Driving inside. And another turnover. Mosley picks it up. Driving inside. Left hand. Right hand to finish. Couldn't get it to go in. Just swirls out. Like a whirlpool. A ship getting casted out of the ocean. And the Panthers reclaim the possession. From the rebound from Tally. Haverkamp. Two-point shot off the rim. Repicked back up here by Tally. Tally couldn't go up with it. Trying to go for a three-point shot and lands as Aldifer. He's been trying that three all day. He has attempted, five three-point shots. Finally, he gets this one to stick. Timeout taken. Where is 1:38 remaining here to go in the second quarter and the first half? It is 25-8. We'll be back in 30 seconds. It's a full timeout taken on the court.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Full timeout taken from the Centralia Panthers. We're coming back with you a little bit early here to kind of do a little bit of recap again. It's 25-8. If anyone didn't see that girls game, Centralia girls pick up a 46-24 win, a dominant win over the 3A powerhouse team, the Class 1A Division 1 Panthers. But here it's the other side of the pole for the Panthers. They are not dominating this one on the boys' side. In fact, it is the quite opposite. They are down 25-8. It has been utter control here for the Thunder. Panthers only having a little bit of success here in the second quarter with 2 3-point shots that have been made. They're down again, 25-8. 1:30 left to go. They just used their second timeout as a full timeout, trying to get into a defensive setup here. And it looks like it's going to be a charge. It's going to be against Caden Peterson. That's his second foul. And that's also the second team foul of the quarter. Haverkamp tossing it in to Aldifer. Aldifer finding an open Tally. And it goes to Osterhaus. That's a turnover. That's the 10th turnover of the game for the Panthers. Only two for Nemaha Central. They've been very efficient keeping the ball in their hands and not letting it slip. Far side, Hike. Hike looking through his options. Stuck with it is Peterson. And it's going to be a jump ball. Well, they're going to give a foul here against Aiden Talley. That's his first foul for the 6 foot junior. That is the Panthers' fourth team foul here of the quarter. If they get one more, it will put the Thunder in the double bonus. Hike going over the top and mossing it with a two-hand pickup. Nice job by Strothman. And the three, not able to compliment, though, by Peterson. He just missed. Picked up by Haverkamp on the rebound. He's down the court quickly. The right side, 46 seconds to go. 25-8 here the first half. A dish out to the left side. Couldn't get it to stick. Another turnover. That's the 11th of the game for the Panthers. Down the court. Drop it. A block. A big time deflection. You hear the crowd. Down the court. Open. It's Aldifer. And Aldifer with the finish. Quick momentum. After the block. A quick transition down the court. Aldifer, he's got now 5 points on this game. It's now just 25-10. Drop it. Trying to go up with it, he draws a foul. And Strothman, he was the one who went up last time with it. He got real aggressive. He didn't get the foul that time. Rinse, repeat, goes up there. He's going to try to clean the sink here with two shots at the free throw line. He misses the first one. Substitution, Caden Peterson out to the bench. Colby Free in on a low block. Try to maybe get an offensive rebound here. Crossman goes 1 of 2 up at the free throw line. Last time he went 3 of 3. He is now 4 of 5. All 4 points from the charity line. 26-10, 11 seconds to go here. Down by 16, the Panthers. Osterhaus getting it out. That's another turnover. That's a 12. Down the court, quickly, smoothly, 2 seconds. Overding, releasing with no time left, and it's off the board. Osterhaus, great with a rebound at the very end. Well, that will wrap up the first half. 26-10, a 16-point lead. Centralia, a little better in that second quarter, at least putting up 8 points, but still at a big deficit. We're back in a couple of minutes here for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Go to home or online at highlandcc.edu. We're back in a couple of minutes. Stay locked in 92.1 KMZA.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, a couple of finals coming in here. We got girls final Troy beating Hiawatha 47-34. Girls final Jeff West taking down the Valley Falls Dragons 56-25. What an incredible night tonight. For again, the start of the season for most teams. I know a couple teams, they did play yesterday to start the season. But here with it, it's the tip-off start for both the Thunder and the Centralia Panthers. Here we're at the halftime show. Highland Community College goes home. Online at highlandcc.edu. Again, those girls won 46-24. Just a quick update. If anyone didn't hear that final, but here at the halftime here, again, it is Nemaha Central up 26-10, up by 16 points here in the boys game and breaking it down quarter by quarter. The first quarter, it ended 16-2. Again, outscoring 16-2 in that first quarter, and then outscoring 10-8 in the second. So a little closer quarter in that second one. And Centralia, they got a little better on the defensive side. That was that big thing about that quarter, is defensively, they were making some rebounds. They were making some great plays. In fact, they are out-rebounding the Thunder. The Panthers are out-rebounding the Thunder 13-7. Now, when you look at, when you hear that, you're like, well, you know, that means they're doing great in the paint. Well, unfortunately, not quite so. They're still not defending the point in the paint. Kobe Free, he's got 8 points on this game, 6 coming from inside the paint. He's also got an additive 2 from the free throw line, but again, he went up to the free throw line because of what he did in the paint. Caleb Strothman, he is 4 of 5 on free throws. Layton Thomas, he hit a 3-pointer. That's his first in varsity career. Caden Peterson, he sank 2 threes in that first half. Evan Olberding, he also sank one as well. 4 threes hit in that first for the Thunder. 2 threes sank for the Panthers in the second quarter alone. Again, only 2 points in that first quarter, and six out of the 8 points that were scored in that second quarter were from threes. A 3-point shot from Quinton Aldifer to go in, and Ben Haberkamp, who also found a 3-point shot. Aldifer also had the other 2 points in that quarter, coming from a layup down the court at a quick transition from a block from Haberkamp. Again, incredible stat lines here, but it all comes down to the turnover battle. What's the turnover battle look like? Well, right now, the Panthers have turned it over 12 times. Looking over at the Thunder, 2. That's a big differential right there. You can't have a +10 turnover, a -10 turnover, to expect to be able to be in a game. But still, it's still a game. It's still a 16-point, 26-10. And again, that second quarter, it shows some glimpses here and some light for the Panthers. But as we've been seeing, again, it is going to take a lot to step up against a big, dominant team that John Thomas, in his 30th season, has brought up with. I mean, again, this coach, nearly at a 900 winning percentage in his 30 years. Most coaches in just a couple years couldn't even fathom keeping a 500 record. But here, in 30 years, he's nearly got a 900. He's also won a state title in 2003, but that was back in Nemaha Valley. He's had multiple top three finishes at the state level, though, with Nemaha Central. Again, he's had some incredible success. If you look at Centralia's side, they've had state titles in basketball 2002 and 2016. And again, this is a big-time game for both these teams, a big-time rivalry. Nemaha Central's leading the series 5-1, looking to extend it to 6-1, as they have a 16-point lead, 26-10. Again, this has been your halftime show, brought to you by the Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. We'll be back for the second half here. Again, the Panthers trail 26-10, looking for a little bit of momentum. We'll be back here in a couple minutes here on 1921 KMZA.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Durier, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Well, you heard it. You've been tuned in to the Highland Halftime Show. Again, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead. Online at highlandcc.edu. And that girls' game, and we saw it, it was pretty much a takeaway at the halftime for Centralia, already leading by 20 points. And flip the script here. Now it is the boys on the Nemaha Central side who are dominating and lead at the halftime. They lead 26-10. Again, still two quarters to go, still plenty of space to work with here for the Panthers. But again, when you look here at Nemaha Central, they are dominating the paint, they are dominating the free throw line, they are dominating around the perimeter and the turnover differential. It's right now plus 10 for Nemaha Central. It is 12-2. The Thunder only turning it over twice, 12 turnovers for the Panthers. Just have to clean that up, and we'll see if they can manage to here in quarter number three, where the Panthers will have the possession. With it, Winston Eldefer. Man-on-man pickup from the Thunder. Eldefer trying to find an open man. He collects and finds Tyler Jones, the 6-foot junior. Then to Haverkamp on the handoff. Haverkamp working inside. And now, Plenty, open, takes a pump fake, now takes a shot, and just goes over the basket. Into the hands on a freebie. Gonna be a turnover. It's Thomas. And going in quickly, Evan Oberding for two. He's now got 5 points on the game. He hit a three in the first half here, he gets a layup in the second. Tyler Jones with it, down by 18, 28-10. Aldefer hesitating the 3-point shot, doesn't take it, gets up to Plenty. Plenty, turning off the right side, riding his shoulder. Into the defender. Now to Haverkamp. Plenty, far side. Keeping it high. He's got a screen. Working on the baseline. Trying to go up. Recollects the rebound. And it looks like they're going to get a foul here against Nemaha Central. And Plenty will go up and he'll shoot too. So Plenty, he got the rebound after the first attempt to go up. Gets fouled. He'll go up again. Plenty, he was the last one and the only one on this Panther team who went up to the charity line. He went 2 of 2. See if he can keep that going. Here he's now 3 of 3. The Thunder in that first half, they went 6 of 7 at the free throw line. Last season, near 60% shooting percentage at the free throw line from the Thunder. But here right now at 100% is Jacob Plenty. He is now 4 for 4 in the game, back down by 16, 28-12. Now near side, now up to the top. With it, Peterson, keeping it disciplined. Working between the legs, screen set, now to Oberding. Oberding driving left side, loses possession of the ball, reclaims it, free, back up the top to Oberding. Oberding makes a spin, drives inside, stuck at the top of the key, fires out to the right side now with it. Inside, and Worth. And seeing what the call is here, and it's going to be a travel. Kobe Free came up with the rebound, but unfortunately, with the roll, he traveled. 28-12. Panthers still trail. Still their quickest point of any quarter, but the 2 for 2 of the free throw line from Plenty. Ben Haverkamp. Driving inside, dishing it over the top, and a nice block from Free and turning the ball over. For the 14th time, the Panthers into the hands of Peterson. Kobe Free on a big-time block. Oberding cashes in the three. He is now at 8 points today. He has made 2 threes. Going in, trying to for a quick layup, Ben Haverkamp. and they foul him, he'll go up to the line and shoot two. Again, one of my big keys for this game was just being aggressive, going in there and trying to scare away those big guys. It's the only way you're going to get them to give you a little bit of room to shoot. Just attack them head on. Haverkamp misses his first free throw shot. The team sits at 4-5 now. Substitutions in the game. Thunder rolling out for the first time. Jack Mackey. Rebound here by Kobe Free, going 0 of 2 was Haverkamp. Free now has 4 rebounds on the game. Holbring swings up the top to Free. Free, near side swing to Peterson. Peterson, 1-on-1 against Quincy. Goes out to the right side, top side of the corner, Bezley. Holbring to Free. Free inside, dishing it out to Mackey, and looks like a foul against the Panthers. Out of bounds. On the throw in here will be Evan Olberding underneath the basket. Firing up to the top. Free. Easy collect. Olberding pump faking. Driving inside at the wing. Now gets out to Schmezley. Schmezley looking to his right. Left. Free. Free. Peterson. Peterson. Schmezley. Schmezley keeping it. Looking to the option. The dribble, drive, or pass. Here now, gets it on behind the backhand off to Peterson. Peterson, right hand dribble, up at the top of the key of the perimeter. Now to the right side of the wing, he dribbles down to. Quincy, applying defensive pressure behind the back pass to Peterson. Peterson unloads a three and off the rim and re-picked up, re-shot. That's a foul against Mackey. I should say a foul on Mackey. The foul was on, for committing it, was Isaac Reineke, the 6-foot sophomore. First shot up, and first shot in for Jack Mackey. Last season, he was 1-of-1 on shots, 100% shooting percentage. His only shot he ever took last year. Here he goes, once at the free throw line, rebound right back here by the offense. Ball goes out of bounds. I was going to say last one to touch it was Emo Central. Excuse me, Evan Olberding with the foul. Plenty on the throw in. Down here large by 20 points, 32-12. Down by 20. Isaac Reineke driving inside the block. And they're going to get him on a travel. He's just letting that right foot slide to the right, and that little bit of a slide caused the turnover. Now 32-12. 4:44 left to go here in the third quarter. Anyhow, they won this rival matchup last year, 58-49, lost in 2022, 42-39, but they won the first four meetings. They lead the series 5-1. Right side swing out to Schmelzley. Schmelzley up to the top, out to Peterson, left side. Screened by Mackey. Mackey on the down low. He's not open. Free. Free. Pump faking the three. Going up for the two. And he's fouled. Oh, no. Excuse me. Drawing the charge. Quinton Aldifer. Kudos to the sophomore who just took the charge against the 6'8" giant senior. He'll be free. Haverkamp down the court. Finds Tyler Jones. Jones! Unfortunately, not able to get a good look on the layup attempt. Free on the rebound. Here, Peterson. Peterson out to Mackey. Mackey, pressure in his face from Haverkamp. Now gets it outside. Nearly a turnover. Repossessed and a foul by the Panthers. Players dumping each other right back up. Again, the Panthers. 14 turnovers in this game. Only 2 from the Thunder. That's a big differential that puts you in the situation that you're in now. Down by 20. 32-12. 3:57 left to go of the third quarter. Half the third gone. hear some discussion at the scores table about foul counts. And now a substitution. Plenty will step out. Lawson Osterhaus. to 12, 3:57 to go in the third. Touch pass, now back to Olverding. Olverding stretching out that right hand, couldn't get to go in. Haverkamp down the court now with it. Two-step and pass back into his hands, turns around, spins, couldn't get it to go. Recollected by Osterhaus, but he couldn't get it to go in. Turned it over. Ball knocked out of bounds, recollected here by the Thunder. Three here on the throw-in. Carter Hike steps into the game. 32-12, up by 20 still, 3:36 to go in the third quarter. Grothman, bounce passing to Free. Free, skipping, and a turnover. Down the court, Tyler Jones, what a finesse! Two steps! To the left, dodged through three defenders and went in with the left hand. What a play. That's how you get around the big ones. Use a little bit of finesse in your step. 32-14, now only down by 18. Hike, stuck with it, nearly turning the ball over here. Lots of pressure in his face. He rolls underneath the basket. He gets it outside. Thomas, dropping, near side Free, down to the wing, near the Thunder bench. Now up to the left, it's Hike, screened by Mackey. Mackey pulling off of it. Open down low, now three-point shot off the rim. Haverkamp trying to collect it, and that might just be a foul. They're going to say the last one to touch was not a foul. The last one to touch it was the Thunder. 32-14, only down by 18. Panthers, a little bit of momentum here. They've scored only, though, 4 points in this quarter. The Thunder, they have scored 6. It is 32-14. Inside, Reinicke. Reinicke looking to go up with it. He's fouled. He'll go up to the free throw line. Right now, the Cincinnati Panthers shooting at a 2 of 4. Plenty, he went to 2. Haverkamp, he went 0 of 2. But up to the line, shooting 2 here. Isaac Reinicke, he's got his first. Trying to go for the second. That one doesn't hit. Excuse me, he missed both of his free throw shots. 32-14, 2:21 left to go here. Far side with it, Schuler. Schuler on the wing. Now up to the top to Layton Thomas. Thomas, right hand dribble. Now between the legs, calling for a screen. No one's coming up for him. He gets to Schuler, left side of the wing. Now Hike. Now out to the right side. Screen up from Mackey. Peeling off the screen. Looking on the down low, but trying to go up with it. Was Caleb Strothman almost had the inside post up on the low block. Did not go in with it, but you'll have an opportunity to go and shoot two up the free throw line. It's Centralia's 14th foul. Second against Aldenford. Aiden Sally substituted in, stepping out Isaac Reinicke. Sally, you started this game, you'll come back in. Against Strothman. He made the first. Looking to keep the page the same, and he does. Strothman has all of his points from the free throw shot. He went 3 of 3 the first time up, 1 of 2 the second, and now 2 of 2 this time. Man, he has just been an incredible shooter on that line. Now 6 of 7. Well, we'll be right back here. Centralia calling a timeout. Down by 20 once more. 34-14. We're back in 30 seconds. 1:58 left to go in the third quarter.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few.
You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're locked into 19.1 KMZA. The Thunder up 34-14. 1:58 left to go to the third quarter. Scoring update from KMZA. Jeff West, Valley Falls, called by Brandon Satman. Valley Falls up at the half, 37-28. Against Jeff West. Haverkamp working near with it. He's got a one-on-two, trying to break the press. Goes, ends around, all the way around the court. Haldenford with the ball. Little pass off. And now a double dribble. Called against Haverkamp. That'll be another turnover here, unforced, against the Panthers. They have 16 unofficially on the game. Only three for the Thunder. 34-14. Get a 20-point lead. Oliver nearly getting a turnover. Trying to apply that man-to-man press here. Picked up at half court. Jeff Strothman with the ball. Get the Schuler. Green by Mackey. Going inside. Dumping off to Mackey. Mackey underneath the right side. And switching around the ball. And in for two. Mackey now with 3 points on the game. 36-14, up now by 22 points, 1:13 to go, the third. Tyler Jones, Oliver three, in and out of the breadbasket. Just couldn't get in. And a foul here against the Panthers on the far side of the court here, to the right of your dial. Carter Hike goes up to the line. Carter Hike, first one up, first one in. See if Hike can sink the second. Hike, that's his first point of the game, and he also gets the second. 2 of 2 at the free throw line. For none other than Hike. 38-14, 55 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Ben Haverkamp, near side wing, sets the screen for Aldifer. Heels off of it. Now Aldifer, right side, driving inside, posting up on the low block, goes up for two. Quinton Aldifer. That was 7 points on the game, the leading scorer here of the Panthers. 38-16, sold out by 22. 33 seconds left to go. Upside swing to Thomas. Thomas almost losing the ball out of bounds, but keeps the possession. Great defense here. Trapping up in both of the wings. Getting it to the key now. Now to the corner. Corner shot. Three and in by Caleb Strothman. He has been incredible today. He's got 9 total points and a charge against Tyler Jones. Good effort there from Clayton Thomas, who drew the charge. Left side here of the court. Demahaw Central with 10 seconds here of the quarter, up 41-16. Inside pass, knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay NC ball with about 5.1 seconds remaining of the third quarter. 41-16. Big 25-point lead here. Trying to extend with seconds expiring in the quarter. And it's going to be an air ball. Kept in plenty, 0 seconds. And he holds at about the 3-point line in his own territory. And that will be the final of the third quarter, 41-16. We're back in 1 minute here on KMZA 92.1. Meanwhile, Central, the Thunder, leading.
It's getting to be the end of the year, and you know what that means. Awesome deals on vehicles, and Nemaha Valley Motors is no exception. We currently have a wide variety of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC vehicles in stock, some with huge end-of-the-year deals. We haven't had this big of a selection of three-quarter ton trucks in years. Experience what it is like to purchase a vehicle in a nice, friendly, relaxed atmosphere with no big dealer pressure. Stop in at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca, and you will leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network, KMZ 92.1. Grant Profit, Kirk Tilden, back in studio. We got one quarter left here of boys basketball. Well, similarly one quarter, unless this one draws its way into an OT, but it would be a long road for the Panthers to come back. They are down by 25 points, 41-16. 7:43 to go here, the start of the quarter. NC ball. Working with it, Overding. Overding up to the top now. A pass, a screen here from Wirtz. Wirtz, he's open on the peel. By 3-point shot! And in! Thunk by Caden Peterson. He has hit three threes today. He's got 9 points on the game. Off the 3-point shot. Last year he was 2 of 9 from 3 points. He had a 22% shooting percentage. Well, tonight he's got a near, I believe, 50% shooting from the 3-point line. He has nailed three. Turnover here for the Panthers. They're 17th of the game. Quick and easy basket for NC down the court. And making in for an easy bucket. Responding quickly, the Panthers now only down 46-19. 3-point shot to start the quarter here for the Panthers. Still down 46-19. Long way to trail ahead. Inside pass, free, going up with it, and rebounded out of bounds. Great effort by Wirtz. Here, trying to look for the toss in. Gets it into Overding. Overding. Calling for the screen. Free comes up, sets it up. He's got the peel. Now off to the left. Free puts it back outside the perimeter on the corner. Top of the key now. Overding. Now to Peterson. Peterson free once again, setting another screen. He's open, but instead the ball rolls around and rotates. Keeping it around the perimeter now again. Shot clock not in effect here at the Thunderdome. Smudgley going in, trying to lean in for two. Freeze gets the rebound back to back. And with two rebounds, Free goes in for two. Free. Up to the free throw line after the foul. It's the and one, and he gets it. Free. An incredible game already. He's got 9 points. 11 points. Plenty. Far side wing, keeping this alive, and out of bounds. Another turnover. 19th of the game for the Panthers. They have 19 points. Well, they also have 19 turnovers. Unforced errors there for the Panthers. Again, still just a Class 1A division team facing what could be a powerhouse 3A team in NC who has a chance to be one of the best teams in 3A this year. Long three by Overding. Missed. Rebounded by Haverkamp. Haverkamp quickly down the court now. Far side, top to Tyler Jones. Tyler Jones, quick zip out to the left. Plenty, easy shot inside, but it rolls right out of the basket. Rebound by Free. And after the rebound, he was fouled. Tyler Jones picked up his fourth foul of the game, and he will take to the bench. 3:50 to go here in the final quarter. And again, it is a 30-point lead now. For NC, the Thunder. 49-19. Near side, swing out to the right, cutting on the down low is Wirtz. Wirtz on the baseline, ball knocked out of bounds at 3:28 to go. Clock continues to roll now at a 30-point game. Still not giving up here, the Panthers trying to climb back in this one. Over the top, pass to Free, Free out to Peterson, Peterson. Calling for a man out to his left, but rolls right with the dribble and drive. Screened by Wirtz. Wirtz off the PL. Couldn't get up to him. Down the far side corner. Driving in is Peterson. Peterson. Pump faking up. Back to back. Gets out to Wirtz. Wirtz to opening. Opening. Three-point shot. Releases off the back of the rim. And into the hands of Plenty for the rebound. His third of the game. Again, Plenty's a player who didn't play last season due to an injury sustained in football. But he was a dominant player in his sophomore year in JV. Not a lot of varsity minutes, but he's been a solid player here on the court tonight for the Panthers. Again, other than expected in a player who led this team to a state runner-up finish in football, and the quarterback, Jacob Plenty. 49-19. Up by 30 still with 2:09 left to go. Substitutions now stepping into the game for NC. The JV, if you will, taking the three-point shot, William Leaguer. And now taking a three-point shot, Mason Chulion. Couldn't get to go in, but a rebound by Seitz. Dropping. With it. Going out to the right side. Now up to the top again. JV players substituted in for both teams. More so here on the NC side. Panthers still with majority of their starters out there on the court. Haverkamp taking the three, couldn't get it to stick. And quick turnover! Osterhaus going up for a layup! And it's out! An easy one to miss. Unfortunate. Down the court quickly here, making some mince meat, and the three, oh, just over the top of the basket, over the edge and into the hands of Tally. 49-19, 1 minute, Plenty, off the rim, trying to come up with the rebound, collecting Strothman. 50 seconds here to go of the final quarter. Looking to extend to a two-game win streak against the Panthers in their meetings the last 2 years. Seven all-time meetings, looking to extend to 6-1 for NC. 49-19. Only 3 points scored in this quarter by the Panthers. 8 from the Thunder. And with 22 seconds remaining here, a couple more substitutions will fill out to the court. First time Panthers putting Dagan Ronnebaum into this game. He sits underneath the basket. 8 seconds to go. Nemoz Central throwing it in for one last play. It goes out of bounds. And that will be the end of the game. 49-19. The Nemoz Central Thunder cracks Lightning, and they take home the first victory of the season against the Class 1A Division 1 Panthers. Panthers start the season down 0-1. They will take on, again, some more difficult opponents as next week on Tuesday, St. Mary's and Hanover next Tuesday for Nemoz Central. So staying in the Big East will be the TVL team in Centralia, and staying in the TVL play is the Big East team, Nemoz Central. We'll be back in a couple minutes for the final time here, our postgame show brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate. And also we'll give you out our player of the game. We'll give a quick one more recap of the girls one, and then we'll give a big recap here for the guys.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-599. Land. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital's outpatient clinic offers an extended variety of healthcare options to the Nemaha County area. Our outpatient clinic has more than 30 specialty physicians from across the region that provide you, our patient, with exceptional care so you don't have to travel long distances and can have easier access to specialty services you deserve. Visit www.nembch.com to learn more about our outpatient clinic and specialty physicians. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final time with it down here at the Thunder courtside. Crit and Profit, Kirk Hillman back in studio after this recap. We'll send it to a simulcast with 103.9 here with 92.1 as Brandon Sabin still on the call. The boys game of Jeff West taking on the Valley Falls Dragons. Again, you're tuned to our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. As well as in this segment, we have our player of the game, the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit with bank with farmers.com. And the player of this game goes none other than to the giant himself, the 6'8" senior, Colby Free. He finished this game with 11 points and 8 rebounds. What an absolute tremendous player. Last year, he averaged 8 points a game, 8 rebounds a game. Well, he got the same amount of rebounds a game with this one, as he had over 190 rebounds last season. Man, he was just a big-time player, and he looks to be a big-time threat for teams to face this year. Again, tied at 6'8". But not only that, he's got incredible athleticism, skill, and ability to go in. Again, a little quicker recap. That first quarter, 16-2. That half ended 26-10, NC lead. Entering the fourth quarter, 41-16 in the end of 49-19. A 30-point win, 49-19 for NC. Full quick recap on the stats list here. Evan Olding with 8 points. Kaden Peterson with 1.2 rebounds. Carter Hike, 2 points. Caleb Schmesley, 2 points and a rebound. Caleb Strothman with 9 points, 3 rebounds. 3 points from Jack Mackey and a rebound. Again, Colby Free, 11 points and 8 rebounds. Jacob Plenty, nice night, 4 points. Ben Haverkamp, I think 6 and 5 rebounds unofficially. Quinton Oliver had a great night as well, 7 points. 4 rebounds from Aiden Talley, 3 from Reinecke, and Osterhaus also with 3 rebounds. 3 threes were hit from Centralia, 7 threes were hit from the NC, the Thunder. Panthers, they did out-rebound today unofficially here, 19-16, but they lost the turnover battle, turning the ball over nearly 20 times to just NC's. Just almost 5. That is your final recap of the night. Again, the boys winning for NC 49-19. That extends to a two-game winning streak for Nemaha Central against Centralia. And then the girls for Centralia, the Panthers, taking down NC the Thunder, the first time in three seasons to 2021, 46-24. So it's a split. The girls win again, 46-24. And the boys for NC, they win 49-19. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight. 92.1 KMZ. I'm Karen Bubba, Kirk Killen back in studio. And now we will enter a simulcast with Brandon Zatman on 103.9 KMZA with Jeff West taking on Valley Falls.